Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Jen Sabella now from Block Club Chicago. Extremely local news and good news for the South Side. Do you think this $32 million community center is going to get approved, Jen?
Good morning, Bob. It looks like it is on track to get approved. It would be a 20,000 square foot community center with classrooms and after school programming and recording studio. There was some pushback from neighbors yesterday during a community meeting who say that there needs to be more housing in the area. It's close to the L station and they just are looking for more affordable housing. But proponents of this community center say programming like this will bring the housing. It will attract people who want to be close to something where they could send their kids after school. And it actually has all ages programming. So there's basketball courts, recording studio, tech lounges, the places for folks to work if they don't want to work from home. We'll see. It would be at 60th, bounded by 60th and 61st Street on King Drive and Calumet Avenue.
All right, keep us posted on that. I love neighborhood bookstores. We can't get enough of those. Tell us about the new one coming to the north side.
The Understudy, and this has been a widely anticipated new cafe/bookstore up in Andersonville at 5531 North Clark Street. Two theater folks opened it, and it actually has it not only like regular books that you'd get, like fiction, nonfiction. It also has a lot of scripts and books about theater, and they will have performances in the cafe as well. So they want to really highlight small theater and artists. Already, our reporter, Joe Ward, who covered the story, was there yesterday and said it's just like a beautiful space and people are flocking to it. So it's also open later, until 6:30 p.m. And a lot of people, now that they're working from home, love a place that's open a little bit later because a lot of cafes close by 3 o'clock. So this spot, you can finish out your work day and then take in a little spoken word, get a coffee, get a tea. It looks really beautiful and I can't wait to check it out.
Sounds good. Finally, beware of falling bricks on the west side. What happened?
I had no idea about this building. It was built in 1927 by Jens Jensen. It's called the Guyon Hotel. It's actually been on the list of the 7 most endangered buildings in Chicago, like more times than any other building in the city's history. It has a fascinating background. If you go to our website, blockclubchicago.org, you can get into its history. But when it was first built, it was a conservative media empire, and you weren't allowed to do the Charleston or the Foxtrot. So that was too risque. So I don't know how they would feel about twerking. Now it has been in between owners for many years. It's completely fallen into disrepair, but some of those gorgeous architectural details are still there. So it's unclear whether it'll be saved. It does not have landmark status. So likelihood is it goes down. Bricks started falling from it this week and damaged nearby homes. So the owner of the property has to do something to fix it up, or this gorgeous building is probably going to meet its end. But if you want to go to our website, it's a fascinating history. I just went deep on it this morning.
Sounds like it. Well, it's a reminder to look up from your phone once in a while. It may save your life. Jen, have a good weekend. Thank you very much.
You too. Thanks so much, Bob.